So, hey Rock.
Yeah, did I?
Let me tell you about that time that I got the Neopets website shut down for 3 days.
I hate myself. Oh, I hate myself. I hate myself. Oh, I hate myself.
It's not an extremely long story, but it is extremely humorous. Basically, this was what I think. A little over 10 years ago, probably 11 years ago, I was like 14, 15. So, prime time for the heyday of Neopets, which was just the shittiest website if you've ever been there. So
And
yeah,
fuck you, that
similar.
snake game was great.
No, here's the thing, like the shitty Flash games and stuff were great, but as far as an actual like website.
Your pet is starving. Your pet is starving.
Right, but so the thing is there were really two distinct tiers of Neopets players, and two distinct tiers of sanity involved in playing Neopets. There's like your kids who are just there to play the games, buy some stuff with the little points, the Neo points. And the thing is, I actually learned a lot about economics from playing Neopets. Which is probably the lamest sentence that anyone has ever said. Basically, the two tiers were like your basic babies, just playing games, having a fun time, killing time after school because you don't have any friends. Then, after that, you've got the hardcore people.
The fucking
These are the
arena
people
grinders.
grinding out points, restocking items when they spawn in at the stores and stuff. Basically, people who were too old to be on the website and also did not have any
Oh,
friends.
we should explain how that shit works real quick.
Well, I mean,
So,
you don't really need to.
I mean, you kind of do to
I mean,
understand the
back in
level
okay,
of
so
degeneracy that comes in with this
back
bullshit.
in the day, this is, 10 years ago. So internet speeds were not very good, which meant for a lot of places, which meant that if you didn't have really good internet speed, there were a lot of things that you really couldn't do on the internet. And this is actually pretty important for how I crashed this website, or rather, got it shut down. So, well, it didn't crash. It's not that I broke the website. It's that they actually had to shut the website down to fix it before things got any worse. But in order to have a little background into how the website worked and how internet speed played a large part in it, you have to understand restocking, which was basically going into a store on the website, which would restock the items that were available there every. It changed how they did it, but every once in a while, the new items would come in of varying rarities, and the rarer items would sell out quicker because people want to buy them quickly and resell them for more because they were worth more than the stuff shops were selling them for, which is, a key feature of the website. And it was also a key problem because there were not a lot of ways to get rid of Neo points. So the currency was always increasing because people were playing games, which
Gives you
gives
the
you points,
currency.
which gives you currency, which means that currency is, there's a huge amount of inflation in the game, which means that if you're not keeping up and making a certain amount of Neo points, you're losing your points.
Just like, in Team Fortress 2, like I stopped doing trading stuff for like a year, and now my whole backpack's worthless. When
More
like
like,
this time a year ago, it would have been like $400, $500.
more like the United States economy. You just keep
Whoa.
printing dollars until everything is worthless, essentially. But the key difference here is there's lots of things to spend money on. Like, people need to eat, people need places to live. On the Neopets website, there is nothing to spend currency on. There is no reason to buy anything whatsoever. Like, you don't have to buy food, you don't have to buy anything. So you have a lot of kids who are introducing currency into the system and just fucking everything up from an economics perspective. So it used to be that like having 1 million to 10 million points was like a lot. Back when I was playing, unless you had around 100 to 200 million, you were basically dirt poor, baby tier, get the fuck out.
Third world dirt farmer.
Exactly. So restocking required a very fast internet connection, which I did not have. So I was in like our
Internet was
parents,
shit.
yeah, I was in our parents' basement on like a Wi-Fi router that was inconsistent at best. So restocking was just completely out of the question for me. But being like, you know, the 14-year-old that I was, there was no way that I was going to be content with being a dirt poor, you know, shit farmer. It's just the whole fun of that game for me was making points for no reason. Right? You wanted to have a bunch because then you could lord it over other people.
And
that
was posted on your profile that has autoplay Linkin Park music and flashy lights that you're rich as shit.
Right, exactly.
I ever tell you what my Gaia Online profile page was? It was so.
I was gonna say Homestuck, but that didn't exist then.
Yeah, no. This was the pre-Homestuck area. You know,
truly the gold age.
It existed.
So that's BCH.
BCH, yeah.
Before Common Homestuck.
But what it was I took like the Wind Waker, like Hyrule Castle, and I put and I counted 28 GIFs on top of it. And they would they were all like fucking spinning triforces and like glowing shit. And I just
The most common one was fucking Hamster Dance. You just had that shit, you know, blasting on repeat on your profile.
So getting into the meat of this, of how I actually shut down the website and probably could have been sued, I think, just for down server time. But so what happened was I wanted to get money. And at that point, I had, I think, maybe like 100,000 points from just random. Like, I have God-tier luck when it comes to online bullshit. Like, if there's a scratch card stuff, you know, like random spins, I win. I win all the time. I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense. It's not logical. It's not rational. I just end up winning. So I had, like, 100,000 points from just random bullshit happening to me. But obviously that's not enough. And if you wanted to buy like the cool battle items for like the fight arena, which is like the only fun part of the game, because they had like I think there were like world events where you could like fight villains and shit. And it was all very
like PvP.
And there was some PvP too.
PvP
and so I wanted
on Neopets.
Yeah, you could fight people in the arena. I think.
Steal their items with the fucking sticky hands.
Yeah, but I don't think it was permanent.
I can't remember if it was. It might have been. That shit was fucked.
It might have been originally, but I think they patched that. So basically what happened was I'm sitting there with my shitty internet, and I have way too many junk items because I was trying to do, like, you know, hustle. Like, I'll sell just a shit ton of stuff in my store for, like, really, really low points, and eventually it'll all add up. But the thing is you can only carry, like, 50 items in your inventory at any one time because the website didn't make much sense. But you could have a ton of stuff in your safety deposit box, which is another part of the site. So you had to move stuff from your inventory to your store and then from the safety deposit box to your inventory. And those were all different web pages. So you had to refresh the page. So what I would do is I went in, select a whole bunch of different things that I wanted to bring from the safety deposit box into my inventory, and then I hit, you know, okay, confirm. And the page doesn't load. It's taking forever. It's slow. So I do what any normal kid does, and I hit the button a bunch of times.
You hit the transfer button?
Yeah, I hit the transfer button just a ton of times because, you know, hurry up already. Just go. And I'm like,
my Neopets.
Exactly. Right? I got important places to be and friends to not hang out with. Right? So after doing that, the page finally loads, and it auto brings you to the inventory page. And I notice that I seem to have a lot more items than I was originally planning to bring over. Like, a lot more. Like, duplicate items. And I wanted to check if those were real or just, like, an artifact. And it turns out they're real. They're all real items. They've been cloned. So obviously, I'm like, oh, shit. Oh shit, I'm about to make fuck tons of money. But the thing is, I had to figure out the system, because it wasn't like it worked on everything. You could go into your safety deposit box and try and bring stuff over, and I did that. I did a bunch of experiments to see what would actually work. And it turns out there were a couple of rules that you had to follow. And maybe somebody who knows HTML or how the back end of these websites works could tell why this was happening, because I don't actually know. And a lot of it is conjecture. I don't know if any of these things actually contributed to it. But what I found that was most successful is you had to have at least two of the item to begin with. You couldn't duplicate anything that you only had one of. Mm-hmm. And you had to have a bunch of carrier items, is what I called them. Other items that you play that you duplicate with the target item.
You so came if you just up tried to bring terms.
Exactly. Because I didn't have anything better to do with my time. So
and still don't.
Exactly. Why do you think I'm recording this podcast? You couldn't just bring over like one of a really of the item that you wanted to the item that you wanted to duplicate over. And you couldn't bring over, you know, just two of it. To try and bring, you had to bring over at least two and at least like three or four of just junk items to also be duplicated over. I think it maybe it had something to do with like stack overflows or something like that. Mm-hmm. But the problem was I was dirt poor and I didn't have any good items, nothing worth cloning. So I had to work my way up. And the other thing that comes into this is that at the time, if anybody's played Neopets, they probably know that. That the mods on that website were extremely ban happy.
I am like, hope so.
Well, even more so than like other shitty websites of the same kind, they were very, very ban happy. Like, people could report you, and you really didn't have a lot of recourse. So if you got banned, I think they called it frozen. They froze your account.
Especially if your account wasn't verified.
Yeah.
Which, back in the day, if you were a minor, you had to have your parents fax, fucking fax them
fax?
Permission for your account to be verified so that you could do things like use the shop or talk to other players.
This was back in
this happened. We
the
did
wild,
this.
Wild west.
You had your parents fax your Neopets information?
Yes.
I'm not proud of this.
See, okay. I thought it was bad when I had my mom send an email to Jagex because I lost my RuneScape password.
That's pretty bad.
That's similar levels of bad.
Wait, but the question is, how old were you when this happened?
20.
Okay. I was like 13, so...
And I was like 11.
Okay, but they were very ban happy. So if you did anything suspicious, like if you got accused of cheating or whatever, they'd normally just freeze your account and tell you to, you know, fucking
pound
deal
sand.
With it. Exactly. Pound sand. Fucking get over it, kid. So obviously I was like, well, shit, if I'm going to do this, I don't want to get caught.
You're so sneaky.
And I was sneaky. It lasted a long time before they caught up with me. But my hubris got the best of me.
We
so
stood
basically,
upon your own petard.
We stood upon my own petard. Basically what I did was there were these little things called doubloons. And the cheapest version of it was like a 1 or a 2 doubloon coin. But there was a little place on the website where you could turn in like multiples of one coin to get like the next higher denomination.
Oh, I see where this is going.
Yeah, so I started at the smallest and worked my way up to like the 1,000 doubloon coin, which was worth like 1 point.
Is the...
No,
I
it was 1,000.
Was the biggest.
No, it was definitely 1,000 because there was a 250. I remember there was definitely a 250. And I worked my way up to the 1,000 doubloon coin because I figured I'd just sell that. And this is where I learned more about economics, which is there were a lot of items in that game that were extremely overvalued. Because, again, nothing had any use. Like, there was no reason to have a 1,000 doubloon coin when most people were just using, like, 10s and 20s. For
they
whatever.
They could be traded into some rare items, right?
Yeah, but the rare items so very rarely came up that there was no reason to have a 1,000 one. So they were extremely overvalued, so that no one would buy it. So I'm sitting here with, like, 30 of them. Which I'm pretty sure is more than there was in actual circulation in the game. So I'm sitting here with like 30 of them. I'm trying to sell them. So at first I sold a couple of them for like way less than they were worth. Way, way, way less. Like 500,000. And people bought them, obviously. Because it's a great
what
deal.
What idiot would sell something for like
But then I was like,
this
is going to be really suspicious if I keep selling like the same item for way less than it's worth. So what I did was
never run out of them.
The best way to spend items in that game was on training points, like making your pet stronger, like strength and all that. And the best, because those items get used all the time. Mm-hmm. So I found, like, I think it was, like, an egg thing, like an egg, or I think they called them negs.
Negs?
Yes, something. Negs.
Yeah. So I found, like, one of those that you could use to give, like, an arbitrary amount of strength points to your pet, and I sold those. And I think in the space of 2 or 3 days, I went from 100,000 points to over 60 million in a very, very short amount of time. And I was balling out. Like, I went on to the trading post and I was buying, like, the best weapons, just fucking throwing my shit around.
Whopping your wad.
It was cash money for days, and it did not fucking matter because I had a literally infinite supply of points.
The other thing to be noted at this point, though, is that he showed me how to do it and a couple of our friends, and then we had absolutely no restraint because we didn't give a shit.
That was the mistake. See, here, I was 14, so I had
others in on your scheme.
Right, I had at least a modicum of restraint, right? So I wasn't just like constantly selling. I was pacing it, tossing a couple on a day, not pulling, you know, after the initial like fuck yeah money stage.
I was fucking 11. I flooded that bitch.
Yeah. So they very quickly, and I think what happened was they very quickly found four to five accounts of just fuck tons of items and money coming out of nowhere. And what happened was I log in one day and my account's frozen. Now, I had thought that this would probably happen. So I had anticipated this and made a secondary account to dump some of my stuff in. That account was frozen too. I found out that not only was that account frozen, every single account that I had ever made was frozen. And normally when they froze accounts, you could just make a new one. So I decided, well, I'll just make a new one. I do the same thing again.
They can't obvious. Stop me.
I found out we were IP range banned. not just IP range banned, but like every time I would make a new account, with no warning whatsoever, that account was frozen instantaneously. And then here's the kicker. The website went down. The website went down for 3 days, which was like very, very unusual. Normally they would say, hey, we're doing maintenance, or like, you know, there's a problem, we had to take the site down. But it only lasted for a couple hours. Website went down for 3 days. And when I logged back in, I wasn't IP range banned anymore. I had, I could make an account and it wasn't frozen immediately. So I went back in and I found out that they added a button to the safety deposit box area that was like, confirm. And it opened a new dialog box, and that's what you had to push to bring you over to the back to the inventory screen. So my exploit did not work anymore, and that was the only change that I could find on the website. I'm sure there are probably other changes, but that was the most obvious one. So the website was down for 3 days. And from that point on, I was like, boy, I really fucking hope they don't send me like a, hey, our lawyers need to talk to you.
We need to talk to this 14-year-old who destroyed Neopets.
Well, but from an advertising and like revenue perspective, a three-day downtime is not insignificant. And that's how I crashed Neopets for 3 days.
Because it's not suspicious at all making hundreds of the rarest item in the game that you cannot get reasonably.
No.
Where having one was like, I'm ballin'. Having 30 is, dude, what the fuck?
I'd love to find out how they actually found out what I was doing. I have some suspicions as to... My suspicions are that... they added a tag to each two items to show like where it came from, you know, so like an ID tag to each item so that you can say that this is, you know, doubloon coin 00001. And if you duplicate it, there would be 20001 and it wouldn't turn into like 0002. So they could tell that it was a duplicate item, because I think what the real problem was is if all of those items got into circulation, there was nothing they could do about it. Because you can't roll back the website.
And what are you going to do? Are you going to tell some 10-year-old that 1,000 doubloon coin that they've been saving up for like a literal year is counterfeit and therefore they have to get rid of it? No. Because by that point, it's gone through like 5 different vendors. Oh, yeah, right, also started laundering doubloons, didn't we?
Yeah.
We were laundering those bitches. We didn't know what money laundering was, but we knew how to do it.
Right, so what I would do is I would put up stuff, trade deals, and then I would buy them with dummy accounts.
Oh, right. My God.
And then you'd use those dummy accounts to sell them off for a lower price for, you know, actual money. Then you would have the dummy account buy things at ridiculous prices from the original account, like buying, like, one common thing for, like, 30 times what it's worth.
And then you'd have them sell junk items in their store, so you could buy them from this... buy junk items from your store with the dummy account so you could transfer funds without sending them directly.
Clever listeners might notice that this is literally what the mob does for money laundering.
Yeah, and I was 14 and I was like, this is a really clever idea that I have just had, which is literally the basics of money laundering. So I learned about economics and being the mob. You don't seem to understand. I am the one who knocks.
I believe the only other site that we've gotten IP range banned from was 4chan a couple of years later, that I still don't know how it happened.
Yeah, I'm not sure how it's
got... What the fuck did you do?
I have no idea. We got Z-banned, if anybody remembers what that is.
Yeah, Z-banning was a big deal.
Z-banning?
Yeah. So this is a little side thing after the main story. I can tell this one. I just log in one day because, you know, we're like... He's like 16, I'm like 13. Way too young to actually be on 4chan. And yet
so just the
are.
Right age to be on 4chan. Because
and this was a while ago. Like, this was, you know, like 9 years ago. Or whatever.
Probably not 9 years.
No, yeah.
Yeah, how long has 4chan been up?
Yeah.
2004, right?
Yeah, so actually...
Oh, shit, that's right, it's 2016.
Yeah, yeah. Actual 9 to 10 years then. So... We're just posting on there as usual, you know, stuff. We didn't really know what proxies were. So we were both using the same IP because we're in the same house. And I just log on one day, and I click on a board, and what you see instead of the board, the beautiful board that you were going to go and shitpost on, instead of that, what you see is a picture of a dude's dick covered in bees.
Yes.
Just covered in bees.
If you're interested, here's
the picture. And I'm 13, and I'm like, oh, that's not what that's supposed to look like.
There's the picture for...
Yeah, if you'd like. That is the actual picture.
Guess what's going to be the cover art for this episode.
Amazing. But... And the thing is that for the next several years, it was... 4 or so years until we got un-Z-banned. I had to use proxies.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Otherwise you'd see fucking bees stinging a guy's dick.
Yeah. And they only handed out those Z-bans for like legit shit, so I have no idea what happened.
It's probably, I don't know, like somebody used an exit note or something.
Yeah, probably somebody used our IP for some shit.
But yeah, we were Z-banned for a while. I've had a lot of fun excursions on online websites, quite memorable things that are attributable to me that no one will ever believe me about.
Oh, what, you mean like that strong bad email thing?
Yeah, no one will ever believe me about the strong bad email.
I don't know, because I mean it's the best spemail.
It is the best spemail, and that's precisely why no one believes me. But I swear to God, I sent that email.
And
in.
Which spemail was it again for our the virus, listeners?
The virus email is mine. I sent that in because I had sent in 3 other emails that day that were all legitimate questions. And
like
then
trying to be funny.
Trying to be funny. And then I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to send in like a whole bunch of random text. And maybe they don't look at it if they don't have like Strong Bad's name in the body. So I put a strong buh. I thought I put bad, but it was just the strong buh. And then I sent it. And that's the one that got picked up, and I freaked out, and no one believes me.
It's an unbelievable story, really.
I don't blame anyone for not believing me, but it's 100% true, and I stand by it.
Well, yeah, because when that one came out, we loaded up the fucking spemail and you came fucking running like, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit, it's my email.
Yeah, I freaked out because it was awesome.
And I was mad because I had also sent in a shit ton of emails trying to be funny and mine didn't get picked. And so I was fucking salty.
You jealous of your Neopets fucking money laundering and spemail answering brother?
Yes, I was.
Any reasonable person would be.
Yeah, I mean, you're entirely within your, Oh, no, that's right. Yeah, you're the younger brother, so you can't do anything about it. Sucks to be you, DJ.
Yes, exactly.
So, at this point in the podcast, do you put a little teaser for what your next episode is going to be?
No, but...
So, whenever I get the chance, this might not be the next episode, but whenever you get the chance, this is one far more recent, only about a year ago. That will be the story of the time that my Shadowrun game, which is a tabletop role-playing game, nearly got broken up over someone's crippling dragon dildo addiction.
And there's physical proof of this. I have seen it. There's a YouTube video, which as far as I know, is still not private.
It is not.
It's still public.
And then, said addict. Of said
I,
addict.
I can... I have many,
copious
many
amounts. Copious amounts of,
don't spoil
of Evern Wangs into a dishwasher.
It's a sight not meant for mortal eyes.
It really isn't.
Oh,
you
know,
just a bunch of scaly schlongs sitting in a dishwasher.
Alright, I'm ending this. I'm crashing this podcast. The fuck out of here.